Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 20 people were wounded after a large blast rocked Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast region today. A series of deadly bomb blasts has taken place in Turkey in the past 18 months. Reports say these attacks were carried out by Kurdish militants. Iraqi troops have been moving cautiously in a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul, going from house to house to ensure the safety of civilians. Soldiers had to be wary of booby-trap bombs as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants who are being urged by their leader to remain and resist losing the last major city that they hold in Iraq. In U.S. presidential politics, Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump held simultaneous campaign rallies in the state of North Carolina. Clinton said that Trump is unfit to be president.
Imagine having a president who demeans women, mocks the disabled, insults Latinos, African Americans, Muslims, POWs, who pits people against each other.
And then Trump criticized President Obama for being on the road campaigning for Clinton.
He's down here campaigning for crooked Hillary. Now, why isn't he back in the office, sometimes referred to as the Oval Office? Why isn't he back in the White House bringing our jobs back?
The election set for Tuesday, November the 8th, VOA will have full coverage. Meantime, the New York Times CBS News poll gives Clinton a 45-42 lead over Trump. This is VOA News. Afghan authorities say at least 30 civilians, including many children, are among the dead in clashes between U.S.-backed government forces and the Taliban in the northern Kunduz province. U.S. military confirms two of its soldiers were killed in the fighting. More than 200 migrants have drowned in two separate shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Most of the people on board the vessels are believed to have been sub-Saharan or West African. Meantime, the human rights group Amnesty International has accused Italian police of abusing migrants arriving on their shores from North Africa. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Under Europe's hotspot system, all migrants are meant to be fingerprinted and processed in frontline countries like Italy, allowing for a quick assessment of their asylum claims. But in many cases, migrants refuse because they want to claim asylum in other European countries, which is against EU law. 24 of 170 migrants interviewed by Amnesty said they had been abused after refusing to give their fingerprints. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Soon Kim, a veteran U.S. diplomat with considerable experience facing the North Koreans, has been sworn in as the new U.S. ambassador to the Philippines. At the swearing-in, and the Secretary of State John Kerry said he would like to visit the Philippines again before he leaves his post. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has not been spurning Washington, plus also launching obscenities-laced insults at President Obama and departing U.S. Ambassador Philip Goldberg. That is the Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Britain's High Court has ruled the government must get parliamentary approval before it can begin the legal process to exit from the European Union, commonly known as Brexit. Ian Duncan Smith is a Conservative Member of Parliament and a supporter of leaving the EU.
The truth is there is a bunch of people who are desperately hoping that what they can persuade Parliament to do is to have this vote and then to actually overturn the decision that the British people made. And they're going to go on and on and on about this. This is just another device.
The High Court ruling dealt a major blow to Prime Minister Theresa May's plans to exit from the European Union. Prime Minister has said that she would begin exit negotiations with the EU by March 31st by relying on what's called the royal prerogative, a power that allows the government to withdraw from international treaties without parliamentary approval. Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.